Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out of the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow with wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and download and all. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, your content is muted, it's everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all you fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip-hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show, free the homie gangster bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show, let's get the drop.
Welcome to episode 556 of the Murder Master Music Show. It's a special show tonight. I'll tell you what, we got a dope returning guest, you know what I'm saying, Nino of Ghetto Mafia. He's got a brand new project out. It's an EP called Dope Town. It's going to be a hell of a show, too. I got some heat. I got some tracks we're going to play tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want you guys to go out and support. Make sure to cop that EP. Because anytime one of these legends and pioneers drops a project, we got to get behind it and support it. You know how we do over here. Let me bring out my co-host, you know what I'm saying, the one and only Mac J. Happy birthday, my brother. How you doing, man?
Man, what's up with the prayers? Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. Finally made it to the big 4-0, man.
Mm. Welcome to the exclusive 40s club, man. I tell you, it's a motherfucker, but you know what? Man, we're seasoned veterans, to put it that way.
Exactly.
Man, you know, to get it to this stage, you know what I'm saying, you know, and see all the ways music has evolved over the years,
mm-hmm.
it makes it that much better to do what we do, because we're upholding, you know what I'm saying, a certain standard as far as when it comes to this hip-hop, and, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, when they talk about T.I. and trap music and Gucci Mane and trap, these hipster, you know, journalists that know nothing about hip-hop just started mm-hmm. listening to it maybe a couple of years into college. You know what I'm saying? While they're at Starbucks, they might have overheard somebody playing a Cardi B song or something and got into it, became a journalist. And they know nothing of who created what, and they don't care about upholding, you know what I'm saying, legacies in hip-hop. They don't care about DJ Reddy Red and the early Ghetto Boys and 2 Live Crew and Poison Clan. You know, many of those groups, like Poison Clan, when do you ever hear them mentioned? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like they're forgotten and lost in time, but they contributed so fucking much to this game that we know and love as hip-hop. I'm telling you, man, it's fucked up. But we ain't going to do that, you know what I'm saying, tonight, you know what I'm saying? It's all about Nino, Ghetto Mafia. I want everybody to get that Dope Town EP. You know, without further ado, let's bring on the homie Nino, man. Welcome back, brother. How you been?
Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm doing real good. How about yourself, Scott?
Man, I'm just enjoying life, man, and just glad to be here for another one, man. And, you know, it's good to see you. Put out a new project, man. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. Dope Town. It's an EP. It's out right now. I see it's on digital platforms. Is it going to be physical too, or Can they buy CDs?
Yes. In the upcoming weeks, I'm gonna make it physical. I'm gonna make some physical copy of it. But right now, we're just on iTunes and all the major websites.
Yeah, and that's the one cool thing, you know what I'm saying, about the digital platforms is it's instantly available. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Right as you speak it, our listeners can go and get it. And I encourage you guys to go and get it. We're going to give you more than one reason to go and get it. We're going to let you hear three dope songs tonight.
Right.
But what made you decide to put out a solo project? And is this your first solo project?
Yeah, it is my first solo project, man. And, you know, a lot of people have been telling me, you know, hey, you know, when you go drop a solo, they want to hear Gangsta Nino. They want to hear that reggae, you know what I'm saying? They want to hear that versatile style. So, you know, I had to come out with something, you know what I mean? It was just my time to drop my first solo project, you know what I'm saying? Wicked, I already don't had three solo projects out. So they heard his side and heard his style and heard what he could bring to the table, so... Just time for me to step up to the table and drop my first solo project. You know what I mean? Dope Town.
Hell yeah, man. And
yeah.
What it is, it's some damn good hip hop, and it's straight up trap music, man. This is trap music. Last time we had you on the show, we had your thoughts on T.I. He was talking about, you know, creating trap music, and he said this was in 2017. Well, fast forward to April of this year, him and Gucci Mane both were going back and forth on who created trap music. Was there ever any mention of groups like Ghetto Mafia, people like Hitman Sammy Sam or the Hard Boys, or anybody else?
Oh, yes. People are educating themselves now about trap music and who the first groups to start using the word trap, and they going back and they doing their research and they finding out now a lot of people who didn't know about it, you know, the basic people knew, they know what's going on, you know, all the core fans like yourself, me, you know, it's Prez and all the real, they know what's going on, but the newcomers really didn't know. They just know what's going on now, what they seen being promoted. But yeah, it has changed around. A lot of people is finding out now that, you know, groups like Ghetto Mafia and Hard Boys and, you know, Sammy Sam, all these groups, Pastor Troy, all these groups that came out, you know, before T.I., that was using trap music, the term trap music. So, yeah.
Years before T.I. You see, it gets me, it's kind of like with Donald Trump. Some of these people think they can say whatever they want and they don't think anybody will notice. They don't think that there is people around. Like, to me, you know, T.I., I think it's disrespectful for him saying that because he should know. He came out in 2004, 2003 or whatever. He should have known what was out in 92 and 93 and before that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How could he think that the people are that dumb? But then again, we live in a day and age where, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, these journalists, they had known nothing about the history of hip-hop. They're the ones that's controlling what's printed in the media. And unfortunately, many times guys like yourself get written out of history. But I'm glad that people are starting to know about it. Who really started to educate the people about it? Was it other rappers like yourself? Or
it's a lot of rappers and a lot of regular people, too, you know what I'm saying, that's listening to platforms like yourself. And others listen to what's going on, and they are doing their Googling and finding out the truth about the matter. Cause, you know, they want to really know, because this guy keeps saying that he created trap music and he didn't. We all know he didn't, you know. So, man, you know, they finding out what's going on now, and I'm, you know what I mean? I'm 100% behind it and getting the truth out there that, you know, groups like Ghetto Mafia and you know, groups like Hard Boys that started talking about traps way before Gucci Mane and T.I., you know what I mean? So yeah, we're going to keep pumping it out there. Yeah, we're going to keep pumping it out there, Prez.
Education. You know what I'm saying? It's just education. Not to cut you off, you know, I just want to point this out. Just 2 days ago, NoisyVice.com, now Vice is a big media outlet, they said the legendary rapper T.I. talks to us about the 2003 album that helped give trap its name. It's like these guys, they got a show on HBO. I mean, they have credibility out the ass, and they still can't do their fucking homework. It just pisses me off, man. you know. And,
right,
and,
I know.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is
but
crazy.
But you know what, though? You're not alone, you know. There's so many other guys that, you know what I'm saying, that they don't get the credit for creating. Like
yeah.
DJ Ready Red does not get the credit for putting Scarface
right.
on the record.
Right.
Tony Montana.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's crazy.
And
he
we go on
and on. Fresh Kid Ice, no props till he passed away. Rest in peace to
right.
Fresh Kid Ice. But, you know.
Right, Gangstar. You know what I'm saying? Gangstar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, guys like that. You know, it's just crazy, man. No respect. You know what I mean? No respect.
None at all. But you know,
mm-hmm.
these guys can't stop real music, man. I'm glad you put this EP out.
Yeah.
And it's available everywhere online right now. Let's give them a sample of what you got. Let's give them Back Like God. Why don't you tell them about this one?
Back Like God, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming back trapped. Coming back strapped, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming back like God. I'm coming like pure. I'm coming back with the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's like back like God. I'm coming back with a little bit of trap because, you know, trap is a big market. We've been trapping. You know what I'm saying? Trapping and gangster music is the same thing. People are trying to separate trapping and gangster music, but it's the same thing. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You know what I mean? Let's just put that out there. Tell them stop, Scott. With this trap music and gangster music, it's a different.
They gotta be held accountable.
It's the same.
Oh, shit.
yeah.
There
yeah.
We go.
You know. So.
I'm coming back like rap. I'm coming back trap. I'm coming back strapped. I'm coming back hard. I'm coming back like God. Bring the real back. I'm coming back like rap. I'm coming back trap. I'm coming back strapped. I'm coming back hard. I'm coming back like God. Bring the real back. Yeah. Bring the real back. Started up in Indian Creek. Push the bands with leather seat. This is way before the rap. Gangsta Nino selling crack. Every day I'm in the trap. Sell it, work and get it back. Keep a stick off in the trap. Got 40,000 in the back. With that wrist, I'm a Mac. G-O-D got my back. Put the Kato on the map. Really, really fun to trap. Yeah, really started. I'm coming back like rap. I'm coming back trap. I'm coming back strapped. I'm coming back hard. I'm coming back like God. Bring the real back. I'm coming back like rap. I'm coming back trap. I'm coming back strapped. I'm coming back hard. I'm coming back like God. Bring the real back. Yeah, bring the real back. Money on my mind, I got no damn time to waste. I just hustle every day, bang chicks every way. On my phone, talking money each and every day. No information for me, I ain't heard a damn thing he say. He came up to me talking shit, I told him walk away. Hey little pussy boy, get on my, get on play. I keep that strap beside when I lay. I'm coming back like rap, I'm coming back trap. I'm coming back strapped, I'm coming back hard. I'm coming back like God. Bring the real back. I'm coming back like rap. I'm coming back trap. I'm coming back strapped. I'm coming back hard. I'm coming back like God. Bring the real back. Yeah. Bring the real back.
That's what I'm talking about. That's just a sample right there. You know what I'm saying? We got,
yeah.
a couple more tracks.
But
appreciate that, Nino, man. Thank you for letting us play that tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
the
no problem.
Down EP available
yes,
right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. How long did it take you to put it together? And why did you choose an EP, not a mixtape or an album?
It's just a lot of people, you know, like I said before, a lot of people have been putting out all these songs out, you know, 20-something song and all these songs out on an album and you know, listening from the people's, you know, perspective, there was like, you know, like, ah, man, I only like two songs. I don't like three songs and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I just said, you know what? I'm going to drop an EP. I'm going to drop something where they can't skip over a song. They're just going to put it in and ride it out. You know what I mean? And seven songs, seven videos. One song got denied because of the content, but that's cool. I just said, you know, I went ahead and put out six songs anyway. I just had to put something out there. I've been working on this EP for a while, telling everybody, you know, they're like, man, when is it going to come out? When is it going to come out? I need that now in my life. So I just went ahead and put it out there. But, yo, it's, you know, it's seven bangers. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Tell me what you think, Scott. You know what I'm saying? Prez.
Definitely, man. You know, it's refreshing, man, because all the music that's coming out now, you know what I'm saying, if it ain't, you know what I'm saying, if it ain't something that's got some type of substance or some meaning, I can't
right.
fuck with it. And you keep it authentic, you keep it real. These other guys ain't even rapping anymore. I saw a video today on Facebook. Some white cat, he was just making sounds. You know, it's like, what? I mean, is there another language going on that we don't know about or something? I mean, what the fuck happened here?
No bars. That one stuff makes sense no more, huh? So, you know, I can tell you where hip hop's going now. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
That's why I had to go ahead and put something out there, man. You know, Scott, just, you know, I kept it original. You know what I'm saying? Ghetto Mafia. I haven't switched up. I haven't changed over. We're not following anybody's style or pattern and what's going on now. I just kept it G, Ghetto Mafia. Only thing I did is update it on the tracks. You know what I'm saying? And that's about it. You know, Dope Town, man. The new EP is crazy. And I'm doing seven videos.
It's the cool thing is it's 2018, you know what I'm saying, and there's, you know, a new Spice One record. You got a new album out.
Right,
you know,
right.
MC8's going to put out another album.
MC8,
you know, so much,
Spice.
You know, bootleg of the Dayton family just pressed another album.
Yeah.
And
I
you know what's crazy?
Out.
Oh, man,
mm-hmm.
That bootleg is a monster. You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw this on a website. It said Little Pump gets braces removed after 6 years. And I'm thinking to myself, who gives a fuck, right? We have bootleg of the Dayton family on the show, and he reveals to us for the first time that he had an actual heart transplant in 2013, and he's been living with a new heart for five years. That gets no attention. But this other motherfucker, he gets his braces taken off. And that's major news on Double XL and Hot New Hip Hop. It's like, are you kidding me? There's something that's wrong. You know, I think we gotta get some type of union in hip hop because there's no regulations, man. We got people running hip hop that's fucking running it right into
the ground.
It's
the labels, man. It's the labels, Scott. It's the labels that's putting out these products, man. You know, they're the one that run the industry. You know what I'm saying? And they putting out their stuff and they promoting their stuff. They buying up all the ads. They're controlling the radio stations and all those kind of stuff, you know, and trying to blanket the real rap out. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real talk.
Yeah.
Man. Real talk. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Neil.
I feel your pain, too. I feel the same way about what's going on with the music situation. And, you know, I'm a Ghetto Mafia, us and a lot of others, we just going to keep pumping that true hip-hop, you know, gangster street music out there, man, and see what happens. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a lot of young talent. You know, I never shit on the young guys because there's a lot of young talent out there that's phenomenal. They just get overlooked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Not everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking about all
the
groups. Yeah. We're just talking about a certain one. You know, and this trap music thing.
A little flick that's getting all the attention, you know, but the underground's still going to keep going, man. You can't stop it.
Can't stop it.
Sin, from France, I know he's got a question for you, man. Sin, what's up, brother? Sin, you there? Hello? I think we lost Sin. But he'll probably be back on the line here in a minute.
Okay, no problem.
But yeah, man, it's going in a positive direction because I think more and more people, they're starting to want lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You see people like Chris Rivers,
right.
You know, up on Sun and guys coming out. They're starting to want bars again. So, you know.
I mean, that stuff only lasts. Everything got a trend. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a fad. Lasts for a little while. Whatever's going on with, you know, what they liking now, you know, the mimicking and the mumbling and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? That's going to go away. We all know that, you know what I'm saying? Just a trend, and it's going to come back to the real bars, reality rap. You know what I'm saying? That's going to always be around. You know, they could bring in all these trends and these fads and all these kind of stuff, put a lot of money behind it and make it seem like that's what's going on, but we know better. You know,
yeah, and that's the whole time they just looking for something else to promote too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As long as everybody stay doing their real shit, it should be easy to combat before they get to it.
That's
somebody
what I'm saying.
Got to step up in there and snatch that motherfucker.
Right. We just got a lot of followers out here, Prez. A lot of followers, man, and they following anything that's hot. A whole bunch of other people just follow that. You know, they follow us.
Yeah.
They're not sticking to their craft or what they really believe in.
Chasing
because
trends.
They think it trend. Yeah, they thinking if they follow that, they're gonna get rich because that person rich. But they rich only rich because of them. You know what I'm talking about? That type of thing.
Oh.
They're just following them. It's really about
it's
money.
Beautiful.
That's all they want.
I've seen veterans take it who were just vicious on the mic, you know what I'm saying? Lyrical killers dumb themselves down to the point where they look like fucking they belong in a circus, and it's like
they got orange and yellow hair too, and tattoos
some
on their face.
Some of them doing all that shit, man. Some of them, well, you see the clothes first thing. The clothes,
great.
What happens? You see a motherfucker going in the tight clothes.
If I see any rapper from the 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, and any color hair and any tattoos on their face, we gonna put that thing on them.
Yeah.
We gonna put that thing on them. That's
gotta
crazy,
keep it regular.
Yo,
yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
You gotta keep it G. You gotta keep it 100G, man. You know, nah, we do.
Well, I'll tell you
can't
what, man. For all the bud smokers out there, let's give them this Cloud 9, man. Why don't you tell them about this one?
Oh, Cloud 9, man, that's just, I went back to my roots, you know what I mean? I'm from the islands, you know what I'm saying? We like reggae, you know, it's in my bloodline, so I had to come out with something like I usually do on every Ghetto Mafia album. I come out with a reggae song, and Cloud 9, you know, can't get, you know, we smoke every day, and I smoke, I can't get no higher. So Cloud 9 is just a song like...
I can't get no high, man. I'm just smoking for no reason. I can't get no high. So, yeah, Cloud 9 is that song.
Hell yeah, man. We'll be right back and make sure everybody go download Dope Town, available online everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Cop that shit. Support.
Cop that. Yep.
DGS Life.
I'm a cloud 9 now, I can't get no higher. I'm a cloud 9 now, I can't get no higher. I've been smoking too much loud, I can't get no higher. Set the sky on fire, set the sky on fire. I'm a cloud 9 now, I can't get no higher. I'm a cloud 9 now, I can't get no higher. I've been smoking too much loud, I can't get no higher. Set the sky on fire. Ship over the ocean, we said boat in the sea, and bird build him nest up in the tree. Have an older brother call him Jawili. Keep the 9mm right close to me. If I push white test him, I go dead and bury. No say ghetto mafia, we done lock down the streets. All them choppers come out, boy, sweep you off your feet. All them shutters come out, boy, we run the streets. I'm a cloud 9 now, I can't get no higher. I'm a cloud 9 now, I can't get no higher. I've been smoking too much loud, I can't get no higher. Set the sky on fire, set the sky on fire. I'm a cloud 9 now, I can't get no higher. I'm a cloud 9 now, I can't get no higher. I've been smoking too much loud, I can't get no higher. Set the sky on fire, set the sky on fire. Hey, this
is for the gangsters, them, this for Bob Marley. This is for them gangsters, them that pull up in them Harley. This is for them gangsters riding Lamborghini. This is for them hustlers, them that started from the 50. Kept it real, now I got the whole streets with me. Building my empire, nigga, trying to get wealthy. Tell us cause they see me striving, I think they wanna kill me. Hey, Mr. Officer, stop trying to arrest me. I'm on cloud nine now, I can't get no higher. I'm on cloud nine now, I can't get no higher. I been smoking too much loud, I can't get no higher. Set the sky on fire, set the sky on fire. I'm on cloud nine now, I can't get no higher. I'm on cloud nine now, I can't get no higher. I been smoking too much loud, I can't get no higher. Set the sky on fire, set the sky on fire.
Definitely got some good weed nowadays. I'll tell you that, man. It sure beats that brick shit we had back in the 80s and 90s.
Exactly.
And we definitely had Cloud Nine. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's that feel good song.
I smoke a ride out to that Dope Town, man. Put on that Cloud Nine real loud in my car, man. Late at night, man, with a fat one, a Bob Marley joint, and I'm out, man. And you know, hey, that's you know what I'm saying? That boosts my day. That make me feel that put me where I need to be. You know what I mean? Keep me focused and you know, and I'm good.
Yeah,
man. Cloud Nine. Dope. Yeah, Dope Town the album, man. You know, y'all cop that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hear what Scott and Prez saying, man. It says dope. So y'all, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. We got the homie from France again. He's back on the line. This time we got him. Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's up, Scott? Happy birthday to Mac J. And what's up to Nino, yes.
What's up,
dog? Can you tell us about the deep song Facts of Life you did on the album Draw the Line?
Yes. Facts of Life.
Deep song. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Can you tell us about this one?
Facts of Life?
Yes.
Facts of Life? Oh, yeah. I mean, at the time, we was teenagers, and, you know, we was on the streets. You know, I ain't had no place to stay. You know what I mean? I was selling crack on the street corners at that time. No home, nothing. And, you know, just trying to survive, and that's where that song came from. I was just, you know what I mean, trying to survive. And MC Breed, you know, R.I.P. MC Breed, he sing the hook on that song, Facts of Life. And me and Wick just laced the verse, and me and Wicked, we was in the same situation at the time, man, barely surviving, and we still was able to put out some platinum album. You know what I'm saying? Draw the Line.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got also the song I Ain't Going Down. This was classic. And we can really feel the sadness of the deep down south. And your blue south. Can you tell us about this one too?
I Ain't Going Down. Oh man, that's another song. I Ain't Going Down, meaning that, like, you know what I mean? Like, who wanna be in jail for the rest of your life? You know what I mean? And we all got taken down for this and that, but we got right back out and start doing what we doing. But you know what I mean? I just stayed headstrong and never got into something that'll give me a life term to stay in jail, holding me back from you know, creating my music and becoming who I want to come. So that's what that's what that song was all about. I Ain't Going Down. Just staying out of jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
And notice
you,
now,
notice,
that Draw the Line album was a lot of those songs was talking about the streets, and police, and jail cell. Because at the time, we was on the streets and going through it. You know what I mean? So that song was built around that. The album was built around those issues. Yeah.
You got also the Mr. President classic too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, I might go to jail after this, but you know. you know what I mean?
You guys were like a down south Dayton family. You know what I mean? It was like because Bootleg and Shoestring, they were going through the same shit up there in Flint.
Yeah.
Did you ever do music you mentioned Bree. Did you do music with the Dayton family?
Ah, man, you know, we met them. We did a show up there with those guys, man. We were supposed to link up, but, I mean, we haven't linked up and put it down yet, but I think that's something still in the making because those guys are still doing music. And you know, I think it's time for us and Dayton family to do a song. You know what I mean? Because we like each other's music. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, Jake the Flake, you know, those guys are a big fan of us, man. We're a big fan of them, too. So, yeah, sooner or later, when the time is right, I think we're gonna end up putting something together.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, if I ever had the funding or something and I was going to put together a project like that, I definitely want to have you guys and Dayton family on the track. That would be insane.
Yes. Yeah.
We got a call out of it from... No, go ahead, Shannon. No, I'll let you get one more.
Just one thing. You talk about the earlier LTL hip-hop. I have to give props to Kilo Ali and Red Money. They were the real pioneers, too. I think so. You know, Kilo Ali.
Kilo, yeah. We just did a Freaknik reunion concert out there on the west side with Kilo Ali, and we kicked it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We performed, yeah, we had a good time. So, yeah, Kilo is one of the guys that got a big influence in Atlanta. He was one of the first guys that came out. He came out before us. He came out before Ghetto Mafia. So, yeah, dang, man, big up
like,
to Kilo, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like Red Money, too. Red Money, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, for the people that haven't been to Freaknik and whatnot, what was Freaknik like in that era, man? What? How crazy was it?
Oh, my. What? It's like you can't even get in the heart of downtown. It was when that's going, when Freaknik was going on in that time, you can't say it don't nothing run downtown. It's just completely shut down. I mean, cars, people everywhere, just like crazy. Just crazy. Thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe 100,000 people in downtown. From different cities or more in that downtown city limit. I mean, you can't do nothing down there at the time. So Freaknik was a big inspiration to the music industry.
Now,
in Atlanta.
Slim Calhoun told us he was there. Of course, we had JT Money talk about it. Were you guys at the infamous final Freaknik with Death Row and Luke Records tore the place up?
I heard about that. Jack the Rapper. We wasn't to that one. I wasn't there, but I heard about it. I wasn't there. But, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, but Luke would go down there, and he would do a lot of have a lot of parties and stuff at Freaknik.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ever come in contact with, like, the Poison Clan and any of those guys?
Yes. Poison Clan and us, we know those guys. We know those guys. We know Luke. You know, we did shows with Luke, Poison Clan. You know what I'm saying? Around that Freaknik era, too. You know what I mean? But we did clubs after the Freaknik, though, not the actual downtown events. It's after party, like in the clubs. You know what I'm saying? Club Illusions and club, you know, different clubs in Atlanta that we perform at. But yeah, we know those guys. Those guys know us, man. You know, and yeah, us, up to this day, I still like Poison Clan and Uncle Luke. You know, those guys put it down, man. You know, bass and Freaknik is that bass era type of music. You know, the Raheem, the Dream, the Kilo Ali, the Uncle Luke's bass era. But this time around, they actually asked us to come on there. Even though we was a hardcore group, we still went and did it, and they show us a lot of love. So yeah, it's all gravy, man.
Hell yeah. We got another track I want to go to before we do. I want to take a call. We got 863 down there in Florida. What's up? Who is this 863? you're on the line live with Nino Ghetto Mafia. You got a question? Hello.
What up? What up? What's
hey,
good?
I'm
what's
just
good?
Listening, enjoying the show. This song.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Appreciate that.
Pick up that dope time. It's my first solo project. You know what I'm saying? Nino, Gangsta Nino for Ghetto Mafia. It's my first solo album I got out right now called Dope Town. Trust me, you'll like it. Check it out. You know, it's on iTunes, Amazon. Check it out. And if you cop it, you know, tell me what you think. The videos are on YouTube and all that. Tell me what you think about the album. Write me a little summary or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, much appreciation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what, man. Let's give them one more reason to go get this album. Then let's come back and chop it up for a little bit more.
Yes, sir.
Actually, when we come back, I want to give you the platform. You know what I'm saying? But this one's Dope and Guns, man. Tell everybody about this.
Dope and Guns. I get money. Dope, cooking dope. Lock up Tony. Hey, you know how we do prayers, man. You know how we do. You know,
it's
Scarface, man,
shit.
You know. Yeah, that trap shit. Scarface, man. Tony Montana, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, we gotta keep it 100, you know what I mean? And Dope and Guns is that's what's going on. Everybody got dope and guns, so yeah, that's for the streets. Gotta
definitely.
And my boy Beasta is the guy in the last verse. That's Mega's brother. Mega is the guy that did all my tracks. You know, he formerly did Pimp C's beats. And his brother laced that last verse on Dope and Guns for me. Big up, Beasta. Yeah, man. Those guys from Texas, man. So, yeah.
Hell
dope
yeah,
and Guns, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
A lot of dope and guns in Texas. That's for damn sure.
A lot of dope and guns in Texas, you know. Yeah.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back with Nino and Ghetto Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Get that project, Dope Town. It's the EP, Gangsta Nino, iTunes, everywhere. Get that shit. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Super gun.
I get money. Money.
No. Cooking dope. Like a Tony.
Cars and clothes.
I get money. No. Cooking dope. Like a Tony. I'm addicted to paper. I'm connected with the plug. On my cell phone talking digits, I am the plug. Just another day a nigga had to go and grab his six. Every day I'm in and out of bank. I'm flipping. Thank you, G-O-D. I swear a nigga feeling so blessed. They just looking kinda mad. I swear them niggas looking vexed. We gon' pull up in different whips. Shoot us with the stick. No, we legit. We gon' gather up and smoke gas, drink in the club. My section know we lit. VIP in the club. My name hold weight. Get a mafia nigga. Dope for money nigga. I got hoes in the club. Dope for guns.
I get money.
No. Cooking dope. Like I'm Tony. Cars and clothes. I get money. No, cooking dope, like I'm Tony.
Niggas be home with their pistol, no telling. Shots, fighting your melon. Snitch, bitch, niggas be telling. Dope in the pocket, be swelling. Mack a nigga with 11. Pussy nigga turn reverend. About 2 steps away from heaven. We purge niggas, round 7. Titans go beast, I'm a beast in the street. From a key to a core, got the cheese in them hoes. We're trees in them bars, we're beans in it all. Ferrari in my foreign car. Stuck in the cockpit, I'm leaning hard. Touching my outfit, I swear to God. Use a trap hard out of backyards. Bounce files on the backboards. Now I'm on with a black cord. In a rapper studio, don't act hard. Just a trap boy, get your wag boy. Street sweeper and some ARs. Money stack silly to the floor. Baby, mass up, give me yours.
Bitch.
Super gun.
I get money.
No, no, cooking dope, cooking dope. Like I'm Tony, like I'm Tony. Tony. Cars are closed, cars are closed. I get money, money, money. No, no, cooking dope, cooking dope. Like I'm Tony, like I'm Tony. Tony.
Nino's Ghetto Mafia.
Bucking some shit up right there.
EP available right now. You know what I'm saying? It's killing it. You got some great production on there. You know what I'm saying? You
thank
got a good variety of sounds. Like you said, you got reggae. I mean, who wouldn't want to check it out? You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Available. I'm looking at the iTunes right now. You can get it. You know what I'm saying? You said Amazon, all platforms, and it's going to be available on CD soon. Man, Nino, thank you so much for coming back on the show. It's always an honor.
It's a pleasure.
You.
I thank you for giving me, letting me come back on the show and display my music. Hey, thanks for the support, man, Scott and Prez. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the support. Y'all supported me from day one. So, yeah, man, support me. I support y'all.
Definitely, man. We look forward to the next one, man. And
shout
out to Wicked too, man. Ghetto Mafia. Before we go though,
all
I know all the Ghetto Mafia fans, they want to know, is there going to be a new Ghetto Mafia project in the works?
It's always, we're gonna always be a group. You know, right now we're just doing our solo thing, and you know, as soon as the opportunity comes for it, we're gonna put another Ghetto Mafia album together and put something out there. You know, but for right now, we're just doing our solo thing right now.
Yeah.
But we still together as a group. We still a group. And nothing changed. We still a group. We still working together. We got some shows coming up. Some tours. Yeah, we got some tours and some shows coming up. So we still a group. But right now, we're just doing the solo thing right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Out.
As long as y'all keep pushing, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Just keep bringing that shit.
Keep pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, before you go, we got another call. This is over there, I believe, Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? 917. How you doing, 917?
Star in the building. What's up with my family?
Fresh Star, UGS for life. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. I kind of caught late, man. I had to do some running, boy, but I was hoping I can get in there.
Oh, yeah.
You made it.
Definitely, man. We're chopping it up with, you know what I'm saying, Nino. We've got a dope project, literally. It's out right now called Dope Town EP, you know what I'm saying, Gangsta Nino, available everywhere. I keep telling listeners, man, you got to download and support these guys when they come out and put out projects. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, these other guys, they get all the platforms. They get enough support. They get enough radio time and you know what I'm saying, publicity online and stuff like that. We were talking earlier, you know what I'm saying, there's an actual article out there that says Lil Pump gets his braces removed. They actually printed that, Fred Stein. They actually published that online.
Boy, you
could. I'm thinking that's the craziest shit.
That's crazy, though, because that's the kind of stuff that get talked about, man. But that's why I had to try to call in, because, you know what I mean, I support where the support is needed, man. You know what I mean? Those that support, support,
right,
man. You know, that's why I said I had to call in. It ain't just, like you said, they getting too much as it is. See what's going on within the hip-hop community.
Yeah.
So, no, I gotta keep it at home.
Facts.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Facts.
Yep.
Get the album, bro.
All about.
You know, yeah, Dope Town, man. Ghetto Mafia. You know what I'm saying? It's out right now. Check it out. You know what I mean? Check it out.
I'm gonna definitely check that out, bro. For real.
Smoke
you know,
it,
keep doing your it. Thing, man.
Yeah, you already know. You in Brooklyn, New York? You in New York?
Nah, I'm in North Carolina, but I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. No doubt.
Yeah, that's where I'm
from.
Man. You know what I mean? But I've been down here in North Carolina like 13 years.
Oh, okay. I ain't too long. I was over there in Ratlick, North Carolina. I'll be there through there a lot of times. South Carolina, North Carolina. I'll be up and down through there. So yeah, boy, keep doing your thing. Yeah.
For sure, man. You do the same.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, family. I'm gone, man. Y'all hold it down, man.
Hey, Nino, you take care of yourself, brother. And man, you're welcome here anytime, man. Just get at me whenever, bro.
Okay, man. Thank you, Scott.
No doubt, brother. You take care.
Okay.
That was Nino Ghetto Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to have him on the show. Get the new EP, Dope Town by Gangsta Nino. It's everywhere online. Man, I tell you what, man. A hell of a guest for your birthday, man. Mac, you know what I'm saying? What a good show to have. You know what I'm saying?
Right, Prince. You always stick to tradition, man. We always get a legend on my birthday, it seems like now, you know?
It's tradition, man. We had a legend. We had Chuck D on your birthday one year. I'm saying, I forget who we had last year, but hell yeah. But I tell you what, man, we're not going to let you off the hook, man. It's your birthday. We got to let people know the history of Mac J and the Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play a Mac J track here in a second. But this right here is Mac J's first time calling to the Murder Master Music Show on episode 2. Back in
episode
2012. May of 2012. And here's a little snippet of Mac J. Check this out.
Well, shit, we had another caller. 314, call back in. St. Louis.
You hung up.
Yeah, that shit was fucking crazy. I don't even know how to top that. I don't know who the fuck we can get for show number 3. But here we go, 314.
And it's Jay, dog.
Hey, what's up, who is it?
It's Jay, man. Justin Adams, dog.
Justin Adams, what's up, my bro? How you doing?
Man, what's good with it, man? Y'all rocking it tonight, man. That UGS shit, dog. I'm loving it.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Justin, thank you for supporting our shit.
There you go, Mac. Not to embarrass you, but there you go. That was when you were in your 30s. You was a little bit younger than that,
man.
You were a little bit younger.
In my 30s.
Hell yeah, man. But now I'm made it to 40, man. Yeah, man, we're an exclusive club in the 40s. 78 motherfucking babies. You know, I tell you what, it's been a blessing, man, doing the show. We're 56. Keep it going as long as possible. I want to see 1,000 at least. You know what I'm saying? It's not more. And, you know, I appreciate everybody that tunes in and supports what we do, man. Make sure to go get fucked the lamestream. That is, I think that's the dope project. I'm not just saying that because we put it out, but
it's a dope project.
More unity than anything I've seen out in years. Look at it.
Exactly.
We got artists from not only state to state, we got artists from several countries. Man, on top of that, you got artists that age and range from 20s all the way up to their 50s. So, I mean, it's supporting the youth, too. It's not just we're showcasing the youth, we're showcasing veterans, and we're showcasing people from all walks of life all across the globe. So why not support that, man? Go same thing like with Nino's Dope Town. It's fuck the lamestream on iTunes, Amazon, get that shit anywhere online, or get a physical copy at EJSForLife.com. Now, Fred, but we got you on the line, brother. I know you and the league, you guys stay work. You know what I'm saying? How close are you guys to coming to putting out that dope league project?
Man, we pretty close. You know, y'all already know how Exit do, so, you know, and I'm pretty much the same way, man. We just trying to make sure that when everything does hit, it's no room for errors at all. You know what I mean? So we trying to make sure everything is in play with whatever we doing, the tracks that we get, how can we use them, stuff like that, the single we picking, the throw, everything. So, but we are close. We actually still banging out, but we're real close to the project being done, man. And it's beautiful so far already. So I'm just excited about, you know what I mean, being a part of it. I can't wait till it go.
Hell yeah, man. It's, you know, and again, that embodies what I was just talking about, too. It's three cats from three different areas, you know what I'm saying, multiple countries involved here, you know what I'm saying. It's just a well-rounded, very good hip-hop project. I already know because I heard a lot of the tracks, and I know there's a lot that I haven't heard. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. So, props to you, Exit Only, and Exclusive for selecting that. Exclusive's, man, just cold with the reggae, man. That dude, you know, I look forward to his solo projects, too. You know what I'm saying? That guy, you know, he's definitely very, very talented.
Yeah, he give it that other flavor. Like you said, it's three of us different places, man, but that reggae, man, is like, it stands out. It stands out on it. So it definitely, you know, like plays a part in our music, man. So I salute him. He just sent something over today, you know, to check out. So I was like, here we go again. So he constantly throwing stuff our way. So, you know, that's the whole thing, you know, getting it and going to lay it down. Like, I haven't been able to get in the studio for like 4 weeks. My partner had to go out of the country right quick. So he just got back this week. So hopefully I can get in this weekend and try to get some work done.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Definitely. Very, very lyrical, you know what I'm saying? I look forward to your solo project coming in the future, too. I know you've got something cooking. I know Exit's got Immortal Words that's coming. And the homie Jack D-Boy, man, he's got the Bipolar that's coming.
Yeah.
Boy, D-Pain that's coming real soon. D-Tag, I know he's working on shit all the time. That's the dope thing about, you know what I'm saying, everybody, man. Everybody's doing something and continuously working together. And then showing unity, man. That's what it's all about right there. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, they're in it for the wrong reasons. You can see their motives and their agendas. With the guys we got is all people that is coming together from all over the place, you know, and just making dope music. And out, even outside of music, you know what I'm saying, just real motherfuckers connecting with each other. And we need more of that shit, man. We definitely need more of that, especially nowadays. Shit's getting crazy. We're gonna get up out of here. If you didn't check out Monday's episode, that was with Sugar T the Click. Make sure to check that out. It's over at UJSForLife.com. Check out last week's show we did with Bootleg of the Dayton Family. You know what I'm saying? I'm still shocked that he told us, you know, he had a heart transplant in 2013. For a while, he had a machine pumping his heart for him. I had no idea. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad he's a real warrior, a real survivor, man. That dude, he's got a new album out right now called The Transplant. Everybody go support that. You know what I'm saying? Just be on the lookout for more stuff, man. But we're going to get out of here. We're going to leave you with, we got a Mac J track. Mac, I don't even know what this is. All it says is Mac J UGS. And it's got to be about 7 years old. But we're going to play it. We're going to play it, man.
Hey, before we get out of here,
hey, yo,
Mac J, man,
KJ
to you, brother, all day, man. Salute, man. Enjoy, man. You know what I mean?
Man, hell yeah, man. I appreciate it, bro. For real.
All day,
shit.
All day, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. And then thank you, Fred, for calling in. Thank you, Shin. Thank you, you know, 863 over there, you know what I'm saying, in Florida, for calling. Appreciate you checking out the show. And of course, thanks, Ghetto Mafia. And this old ass Mac J song, you know what I'm saying? And
Mac
J is now old, so it's only right we play it.
No, I'm just getting started, like, man. Get out this bitch. UGS for life.
We'll see you guys real soon. UGS for life, man. Fuck the lame stream.
There you go.
Ass motherfuckers. I'm gonna let you know I'm a real motherfucking gangster. You know what I'm talking about? That UGS shit. The underground society shit. It's Mac J and his bitch. You know what I'm saying? Gangster. 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 Motherfucking gangster. Gangster ass nigga.
nigga if you ever seen one. Black fitted, black hoodie, and my motherfucking gun. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. I'm a gangsta ass nigga if you ever seen one. And I don't rock no skinny jeans or no Air Force Ones. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. Mac J. Still the same nigga, bitch. Little older, game colder, grab your ice pick. Call your pastor, it's disaster when I touch down. I'm running hard through your squad like I'm Jim Brown. I'm that new era, yeah. Like fitted caps. If they snitch on me, they getting kidnapped. Cause have any nigga be soft as hell. Real quick to go run and tail. Crack their head like the Liberty Bell. Then walk away slow just like a snail.
What up,
you niggas lying. Talking about you moving keys. The only time you push it is when you grab your car keys. You ain't moving birds, nigga, you pathologic. You ain't got no dope, not even no ounces of chronic. And these bitches in these streets out here faking deals, stiletto heels and mini skirts, choosing niggas cause they wheels. 22s are higher, sucking dicks like pacifiers. Anything so you can buy it. If you don't, then she's a liar. Gangsta ass nigga if you ever seen one. Black fitted, black hoodie and my motherfucking gun. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. I'm a gangsta ass nigga if you ever seen one. And I don't rock no skinny jeans or no Air Force Ones. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. So please, don't make me pop in the clip. Cause these bullets will make you hop like Scotty Pip. I knock you out the ring like my sky every rock, man. Me pistol poppin', I got a plastic Glock in. Mac 10 SK with banana clip. Bet not trip if you slip. I let it rip a hole right through your motherfucking carcass.
Why you shoot him, cuz?
Cause he started all this ruckus. Motherfuck this. Poppin' in another cartridge. Say one more thing, have you singin' like the Partridge. Family, it's casualties if you battle me. If they scatter me, round them up like some cattle, see? Grab the cake, let it spray. Show they made a wrong play. Blown away, see you on another day. Now we blaze, hustling waves and mass D. My dub H, family, immortal soldiers. No one told you we coming for that takeover.
Gangsta ass nigga if you ever seen one. Black fitted, black hoodie and my motherfucking gun. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one. I'm a gangsta ass nigga if you ever seen one. And I don't rock no skinny jeans or no Air Force Ones. I'm a gangsta ass nigga. Have you ever seen one? You ain't never seen one. You ain't never seen one.
Now verse 3 is strictly for the lame stream. You swagger ass rappers, y'all wearing Megan's up in skinny jeans. And it seems since I didn't got a little older, probably walking around with purses on your shoulders. And it's a shame, bruh. Why? Cause where I came from, you get the shit slapped out of your face for looking like one of them dumb snacks. Cause half of these niggas is soft as cotton. Behind my back, I know they be plotting. Me pistol, I'm popping. I'm blessing you bitches and vacate the spot. And get away from the scene. Ain't no time to get caught up by Jake. You niggas is taking, you say gon' get ate up like some frosted flakes. Man, I'm throwed in the game like a pass from Peyton. That's why these niggas be hating. No debating. I'm never shaking. Your head mixed up like interracial dating. Man, what the fuck is up? Cause I'm drunk. Drink a whole fifth, now I'm drunk. Who got the weed rolled up? Never been a punk or a scrub, so niggas show me love. When we hit the club, ain't nobody gon' test. Hit him in the chest, niggas shoulda wore a vest. Now he laid to rest, cause he tried to flex. It's Mac J the best, we say fuck the rest. Man, similar plane, I blow your brains out your motherfucking head. You heard what I said? Got the infrared, you sent to the man for talking to best, nigga, we prepared. Bitch ass motherfuckers, and I'm telling you right now, it's the first of many to come. You hoe ass niggas, it's UGS for life in this motherfucker. We ain't playing no motherfucking games with you. It's Mac J and his hoe, 2013, you weak ass hoes. You know what I'm saying? Gangsters in this motherfucker, and we ain't playing no motherfucking games with you. I'm telling you, this the first single dropping off. Everything I'm coming with gonna be hard gangster shit. It's time to take this motherfucking game back. And all you weak ass motherfuckers that steady be running your motherfucking mouth talking about your gangster, you ain't never seen no motherfucking gangster. None of you motherfuckers have seen a gangster. You ain't never seen one.
But you heard one.
You know?
You heard two, nigga.